Kunihi ka maunai ka laie, oai ale ale a e wai lua, huki a e lai ka lani.
Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I, from the Bunker, Mossberg Studios. Having a great Saturday morning here. We've got a special guest we're going to bring on the show. So we need to do a little intro for our guest. Yes, boys and girls, we know who this is, Hawaiian Superman. We're going to run out to the great state of Hawaii and grab my good buddy, my good friend, Mr. John Sabati. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello, Ray. How you doing?
I'm doing good. A little early out there today. I understand you're going hunting today.
Yeah, it's the last day. Actually, it's the last weekend for a fall turkey hunt.
You do a lot of different things out there. Why don't you tell our listeners about some of the services you provide and a little bit about the great state of Hawaii? I know you do some sheep hunting, goats, turkey hunting, upland bird hunting. Why don't you just take them through a little bit about promoting this great state of Hawaii and some of the great resources you have?
Okay, on the ranch that I work on is Kealia Ranch, and all the game is wild. No high fences, no feeders. We have free-ranging feral sheep, hybrid sheep, which is feral crossed with mouflon, and we have pure mouflon. And then we also have feral goats, got, of course, hogs, wild pigs, got real grand turkeys, and then we have some pretty cool-looking game birds. One is a Kalij pheasant, and also we have the Urquell Franklins, and those are my favorite birds because they're the ones that shock gobble the turkeys in the morning. And they're grouse-looking like birds, and the males have double spurs.
I love those birds with the double spurs. And the Urquell Franklins, you know, I spent a little time with you out there on the mountain turkey hunting. I always call them Steve Urquells because they're so obnoxious.
Oh, yeah, they're very loud. But then, you know, they trigger the birds in the morning, so it makes it really fun.
What's really neat about out there, and I'd rather let you tell the listeners, a guy can come to Hawaii to go hunting, book a hunt with you or hunt something on the island, and bring his wife, and tell us a little bit about all the things that the wives can do while the husband's hunting.
Oh, there's a lot they can do. Of course, there's shopping, you know, yeah. Our greatest fear. But, you know, they can spend time down at the beach. There's Hapuna Beach, which is ranked as one of the top 10 beaches in the world. They got a lot of restaurants and places that they can visit. Also, they got, you know, a really cool trip they can do with Hawaiian Coastline Adventures, where they can go out snorkeling or fishing or even nighttime, you know, when the guy comes back from his hunt, they can go out for a night swim with the manta rays. And then we have the national parks where they can go visit the volcano. Right now, we're fortunate the volcano has calmed down, so it's not really exploding and pouring out the lava. So the weather in Kona is really nice. We've got cool tropical breezes. The days are crystal clear. The nights are just unreal. Stars, moon, I mean, just unreal. To see the sunset on the ocean, you know, with a Mai Tai in the hand, it's all good, man.
Yeah, it's good. And I was going to ask you about the volcano because thinking about all that on the news, that maybe that hurt some of the tourism for the island. And it's good to know that things are good and people can come to Hawaii and enjoy everything. Now, you guide some sheep and some other things. Why don't you tell listeners a little bit about your hunt?
Okay, the ranch is 13,000 acres, so if you book a hunt, you're the only person on the ranch for the day. I guide one-on-one or two-on-one. And the mouflon sheep, they're European mouflons, and they live in the rainforest, so we're hunting in the jungle, like hunting in Jurassic Park. And then the best time to come for the mouflons is during the winter months. Between October and December. Usually in that time frame, the rut kicks off. Usually it's October, but it's hard to predict the rut. It's the same too hard to predict the best time in the spring to hunt turkey because we only have two pronounced weather seasons where you guys have four. You know, for us, it's just wet or dry, and it's the wet that kicks them off. And for the feral sheep, It's usually, the rut usually runs July, August, September. But then again, that all depends on the weather. Right now, it's really dry. So the rut has been over, but we had a really good season. A lot of guys that came out were successful, and they got some really nice mature rams to take home.
And another thing, it's a lot of listeners may not realize this, and me and you were just communicating about this. You got snow on the mountain in Mauna Kea right now. Tell our listeners that in Hawaii there is snow.
Oh, yeah. Like we're hunting on a volcano on the slopes of Mauna Loa, and the peaks run over 13,000 feet. And we're hunting actually from, depending what we're hunting, but from anywhere between 2,000 and 7,000 feet elevation. And Mauna Kea, which where the public hunting land is, where I go for spring turkey, on the elevations run 6,000 and you can go as high as 10,000. The peaks are like 13,000. But when the high elevation rains come, you know, we've got thunder and lightning, it usually drops snow.
Thing that a lot of people don't realize how big the areas are. Most people that I talk to, they're like, they can't believe I hunt turkeys in Hawaii. They don't realize that we go up on the mountain and how vast and how big and beautiful it is, because all they picture is the beaches.
Well, yeah. I mean, you come with me and then you'll see a place in Hawaii that is very traditional, you know, tropical rainforest, higher elevations. When we get above the first layer of clouds and then we get into the dry land lava forest, it's really a unique country. It's hard to describe. You just got to come out and experience, you know. It's not a tourist trap, so you will be really surprised when you get out there. You'll see the true Hawaii.
Yes, that's true. So what is someone wants to come into Hawaii for a hunt, what's involved with firearms and permits and tags and things like that, John?
Okay, so Hawaii is an anti-gun state, and so when you bring in your firearm, you have to register it at a local police station. And then if you're going out to public land, you know, your firearm, you know, needs to be in a case, even if you're traveling in a hunting area. The only time it can be out of the case is when you're walking in a field. If you come home with me, I got firearms you can use, and it makes travel a lot easier.
What about permits?
Permits, okay, for hunting licenses, you need to have a hunter safety card. One from your state is acceptable. You just need to apply for a letter of exemption, and you can do that online. And then you can pick up your hunting license online. And then the only thing right now is they got to upgrade the system they have, you know, online, because you can't buy your tags online. You have to go down to the Forestry and Wildlife office in person and buy your tags and stamps.
Lots of things to do in Hawaii on the Big Island. Lots of great food, beautiful beaches, beautiful mountains, snow on top. And anybody that's never experienced a turkey hunt in altitudes in Hawaii needs to do that one time. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again in March and going up there and sharing the mountain with you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. We always have a great time, and sometimes it's too much fun.
Yeah, too much fun. I know you're always booked on your turkey. You take a limited amount of hunters, but why don't you go ahead if people's got some questions stuff and give out some contact information.
Okay, the best way to contact me is on my Gmail account. It's hipahunta, it's hipahunta at gmail.com. Or, you know, they can call me at 808-896-0972. Or they can look up the ranch website. I work at Kealia Ranch, K-E-A-L-I-A. And, you know, Ray's right. It's a very popular spring turkey hunt and a very popular sheep hunt. I book out really fast. So the turkey hunts, I'm booked out spring almost 2 years in advance. You know, we've got about 13,000 acres to hunt on. You don't need a hunter on a ranch for the day. I divide the ranch into sections. So when you come in, doesn't matter what part of the spring season come in, you work a roost that nobody's worked before. So it's just like opening day. And for the past 20 years, we both 100% success rate.
Absolutely. All right, John, I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's early out there, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks down in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm glad to hear you're coming back to the convention and looking forward to seeing you and Willie Joe.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That's always great to see all the turkey hunters out in Nashville.
All right, my friend, you have a great weekend. Good luck on your hunt. Don't get too cold. I understand the temperatures are a little cold this morning.
Oh, yeah. When we get up to where the roost sites are, it's going to be in the high 30s.
That's unreal. In a way. All right, John. Have a good hunt. Be safe, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Aloha.
Aloha, my friend.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, Quality Waterfowl and Turkey Choke Tubes,
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love this day.